Nerd Soul Light is back in the house. That's right. Lay ill kid at one y'all. So hold it down, bringing that street geek and nerd. So what is up, my people? Today, oh yeah, we coming with another wonderful episode of On Screen. And we're talking about that show down in NOLA. That's right. We're going to get into Cloak and Dagger. This is the penultimate episode. We ain't got but one more left. That's right. You feeling good?
Wow, I'm feeling good, dude. This right, dude. Come on.
So, thank you. So, with that said, I'm happy you guys are here. We getting ready to talk it out. Have a good time in the name of the Marvel. So, with that said, big shout out to Lotus Scholar up in here. We got Jay in the chat. Everybody else in there, make sure y'all hit that thumbs up, because if y'all hit that thumbs down, y'all gonna be hearing a sad song. Now, quick notification for you guys, if y'all don't watch Beast Vibes Life, I am not only available on video, available through podcast, but if you on Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff with your Google Play, search Nerd Soul, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L, one word, and I've dropped a couple songs there for you. I got like 6 songs in all. You might like one. You need to go and check it out. And if you like what you hear, holla at a player. Let me know. So tonight, we got to get deep in all up in Dre's business. Lotus Scholar repping NOLA. Real quick, while I get started, you guys let me know what your favorite parts of this episode was. And I'll say, mine was kind of finally seeing the thought process of Andre. I don't know if it's a logical one. I don't know if it really makes sense. I don't know if I would ride with him or support him on that, but we know his thought process now. And I think, as crazy as it is, I think it's good to at least have his thought process down on wax. You know, ha, because he's the record man. Talking about the Blue Note, we kind of get where he talks about gods and how people become gods and the difference between people and gods. And it made me think about American Gods, because that's a show that I cover. If you watch me cover it on the show here, sometimes with Solar Gray, we do a lot of deep diving into, of course, you know, that which is, you know, American gods. And there's a similar through line with like what people see as gods and how they become gods and all that good stuff. And I don't know if he's going to get what he wants or what he thinks will happen when he hits that Blue Note. I don't think it's going to be all gravy. You know what I'm saying? Because I think he believes that he's going to be all powerful. And I doubt it. I think he's going to get some of what he wants and a little bit of what he doesn't want. And I think that's going to be the biggest problem that he encounters. Because I think that he thinks that, yo, I'm going to become a god and this is going to be great. It's going to be gravy train. I'm going to be living in the city. No, all right? Being a god probably ain't easy, all right? You know, or being a lower. See? That's what I'm saying. Babies know. So I'm glad he's here, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think he's gonna be able to get what he wants. I doubt it seriously. I seriously doubt it's gonna work out in his favor, if you know what I mean. Now, Lotus Scholar says, shout out to the Luke Cage Easter egg. You know what? I'll say this. Well, I'll get to Luke Cage in just a second. I did want to touch on this. If you haven't seen it, you guys should watch a movie called Mo Better Blues. Because the beginning of this episode made me think about Mo Better Blues so hard. I was like, man, I miss that movie. I haven't seen it in a while. Got Wesley Snipes, got Denzel, got Spike Lee doing the directing. The movie is dope. And especially the line where he was like, people don't know what they want until they hear it or see it or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And it just made me think a lot about, you know, him and his place in music history, as it were, his place amongst the gods, as it were, and how he feels about it, how he might end up, you know, becoming one of the gods or what being a normal human means to him. So, and we'll get into the whole I'm in pain thing later, but it's nice to see that thought process. It was cool to get something that reminded me of Mo' Better Blues because that's just a great movie. Now, when they were in the diner, you know, you got your boy, Tyrone, like, I got this. I'm gonna get in, I'm gonna do mine. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that right, little man?
Get it. That's right. I'm gonna do my thing.
So anyway, he's like, I got this. I know some people I'm gonna talk to, whatever. But when he goes to the diner with that young kid, something that struck me that really kind of messed me up to a certain degree is when he was talking about when he found out the kid couldn't read. And I was like, you know, a lot of kids are going through this. There's a lot of kids that unfortunately are not reading or are not reading at their grade level. And he said something to the extent of like, I ain't worrying about all that, or I ain't got time to worry about all that, something like that. And that's a huge problem. The writing here touched on a larger issue in a very quick moment. You know, you didn't really get a lot of it, but they touched on it on a real quick second about there's a lot of children out here that are reading below their, you know, their grade level, or they're completely illiterate in all facets. Like, they know how to speak, they know how to talk, they know how to conduct a conversation, but they don't know the written word. And there are things when he was talking about Luke Cage in that scene, talking about like, even if he was bulletproof, you know, he's still ahead of the game because he has this knowledge, he has this upbringing, he has these things that he's, you know, kind of like learning life lessons, whether it's mathematics, whether it's English, whether it's or Spanish or whatever they speak where you live, it'd be nice to know how to read it. You know what I'm saying? You know, whether you live in Japan or Guatemala or Hawaii, wherever it is, it'd be nice to be able to read what people are saying. And it just kind of hurt me, man, because I grew up with a couple of kids that were struggling with reading. And when I say struggling with reading, I'm talking about we in like 10th grade right now. And they were struggling. So that was tough for me to see that, because I know some kids that went through that, and I thought that was nice for them to handle it that way, because he even was like, you know, I'm not doing drugs, I'm not hustling, I'm not doing anything. But if you're not doing that and you're still having problems with reading, you might be ducking, dipping, and dodging school. You have to figure out a way. You got to find a way. Nurse on light breaking out. You got to figure out a way and find a way to educate yourself. And I think there's a large part of him that's just like, I don't care no more. And maybe it's because he doesn't find value in himself, or he doesn't find value in that which needs to be learned. But it struck me. It kind of hurt. Lotus Scholar said, love that song in Mo' Better Blues, because I wouldn't watch it when I was a kid. Because I couldn't watch it when I was a kid. My bad. Man, yeah, because there's some scenes in there. If you were a kid, you shouldn't be watching Mo' Better Blues, but it's dope. It's dope. I wanted to talk about them splitting up and having Tandy and Mayhem together. I think that Tandy and Mayhem present a very good counterbalance towards each other, but their volatility makes them a bad team. Like, it's weird. They give each other a good push and pull, but since both of them are so volatile, unlike Tyrone, it's a team that I don't think can ever work. And we see that it doesn't work here. In this episode, when they got fighting, you know, over what to do with Leah. And my issue is, you know, she was going to kill, you know, of course, Mayhem going to kill Leah. They're like, what I need that girl for? She ain't waking up. And Tandy talking about something, this ain't justice. And Mayhem's trying to get her to understand justice isn't just us waiting around for 12 people to sit in a box and to decide on something that's above their understanding or above their pay grade anyway, for which someone will not be properly prosecuted and or punished in the first, in the end anyway. You know, going through the court system isn't the only way justice can be served. And I'm not saying I'm on my Punisher stuff, but what I am saying is something with Leah in the court system would be whittled down to her having like house arrest or something like that. It's not like if Leah got convicted of everything that she did and ruining all these women's lives and being essentially a psychotic and emotionally, physically abusing madam, it's not like she's gonna get 50 years for that. They're probably gonna give her like two years, maybe house arrest or something with it. And it's not gonna fit the damage that she has done to the community that she's in. All of those missing girls, all of those women that were like essentially sex slaves, you know what I'm saying? She gotta go down. I'm be for real. That human trafficking stuff, I don't roll with that, son. Yo, they gotta go down. When I say go down, I mean chitty chitty bang bang. But anyway, shout out to Star Drew in the chat. He said, "Hey gang, sorry I forgot to watch it today, but I watched the Triple Threat movie." Okay, all right, I guess I'll let you ride with that. I'll let you slide. It's good to have you come through. I'll let you slide. I don't know. I want to see where Tandy's head's at in the next episode, especially since we know so much about how Dre thinks now. And getting back to that thought process, you know, of course, they went in Leah's mind. They're poking around, seeing where our hopes is. Can we bring her hope back? Can we fix her head? You know what I'm saying? Can we get her up so she can talk? And you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, Dad. Uh-huh. Come on, Dad.
So with that said, I think, I don't know. Say hi. So hold up. Catch focus. Catch. Ah, there we go. But you see that Leah and Andre are essentially in a kind of like Joker Harley relationship where, you know, Harley was supposed to be like Florence Nightingale in this dude, you know what I'm saying? Getting him back to hell. And next thing you know, he done flipped her and got her working for him and doing crazy mess too. You know what I'm saying? And the look on her face when he started bringing women into that, the women's health group or whatever. I don't know the name of it, but it's, you know, it's a group. It's like therapy stuff. Seeing them come in and seeing the look on Leah's face, she knew she was wrong way, way back. I mean, knew she was wrong way, way back. And I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I mean, I guess on one hand, you're like, she should have quit, you know what I'm saying, back then. She should have snitched on him. But could she have been able to? You know, would it have worked? Would anyone have believed her? You know what I'm saying? Who knows? And since we know that they have at least loosely tied, well, no, not even loosely. O'Reilly is from Luke Cage. So since this is tied to the Netflix universe, people have got to, well, they don't have to believe stories of people with superpowers or meta abilities or whatever you want to call it, but it would behoove them to believe it. But I mean, who knows what trying to get people to believe that sounds or looks like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're talking about like, you know, lawyers and prosecutors and judges, you know, would they believe her? I mean, look at how they treated girls that were literally sex slaves. You know what I'm saying? They were getting ready to put them in the jail. It's like, they just got out of a jail, B. So with all that said, big shout out to Lota Scala. He said, another episode, Tandy and Ty acting like they married, like they're a married couple. Yeah, they got that. They're slowly coming towards each other. You know what I'm saying? They coming towards each other. It's gonna take a little bit more. I think it's probably gonna take probably like the end of next season or something. We'll see like the first kiss or something like that. You know, they look like they're slow roasting this one. But with all that said, we see Leah Leah's hopes. You know, when she was just a kid playing the violin, or I think it was the violin, violin, cello, all them little string things, it looked kind of similar, so I don't know. I know it won't a fiddle. You know what I'm saying? So it's like seeing her play and just be happy in her artistry, be happy in her creativity. That was something that I thought was beautiful. Short-lived though it may have been, but I did think it was beautiful. I think it was great that they gave her that time and showed how much it meant to, like, the pride that her mother saw in it and what she felt in herself. Even when she was like, you know, I need this for a friend. She was like, well, if you can give this to a friend to help them, take it. And you can see how giving she was, as opposed to now where she's literally facilitating the destruction of women. And I was mad when I saw all those sisters come in there. He was a brother. I ain't going front. I even tweeted. I was like, you going to do this to the sisters? I mean, not like it's good to do it to any, but it's extra bad. You doing it to sisters, man. You a brother in NOLA? You doing this to the sisters? I can't even roll with you, son. But with that said, Star Drew said, that is pretty dark to get girls from the therapy group just to traffic them. Yeah, that's, imagine, okay. This is how bad he is. He decides, okay, I need girls that I can steal their hopes, take their depression or whatever and use it to my power, take their hopes and give them depression from me. You know what I'm saying? And the ones that I'm going to use are girls that are coming to a group therapy to get their life right? Really, though? Like, there is a special place in hell for you. Like, they got a special spot. You had a pocket spot with your name on. But we do see his thought process, you know, when he's talking to Tyler and Tandy. And he's on something like, yo, I was in pain, all this pain on me, and I got to live with all this pain for 8 years or something. And now y'all going to feel it too. Here's the messed up part with that. Nobody put you in that pain. It was an accident. It was unexpected. You didn't expect that to happen, but you did that to yourself. It was something that was, nobody gave you the headaches. It's not like, okay, let's say he was a ward of the state and the system had experimented on him and gave him those headaches. He had been dealing with those headaches forever. Then I could be like, oh, I can see you mad at the world because the world gave you those headaches. No, bro, you gave you those headaches. So how you going to be mad at everybody else? I'm going to make them feel my pain. What, the pain you did to you? How did I even? I could see if women had given them that headache. Like there was a coalition of women headache providers. You know what I'm saying? And the women went around them and gave them headaches. For years, and then I can be like, "Oh man, I see why you mad at women. You got to pay them back or something." But nobody did this to you. That's what I'm saying. See what I'm saying? Ain't nobody. See, look, Nurse Olight is saying the same thing. You did it to yourself. So how you gonna act like you like the world did? Like the world owe you something, or like you, man, bro. One, you crazy. Two, you got to go down. And three, you should have never touched the hair on the sister's head. So you know you gotta go extra down, Wakanda forever. But that all that out of here. Something that threw me off. Lotus Scholar said they need to do the comic over the way the TV show is because it's good. Yeah, the TV show has been solid, very solid. Ain't it right, Lil Mike? Ain't it right? It's been good. Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Yeah. It's been good. That's right. It's been good. I gotta give them their love. And something that made me hype, something that made me real hype. I gotta give it to them. My Dukes. That's right. My Dukes. My Dukes was like, oh, Connor's he good? Due to the amount of blood that I saw all over some newspapers. I'm going to say that Connors is what I like to call not good. Connors is in a bad space right now. That's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? If Connors is still alive, which I doubt. He ain't happy because it was mad blood up on that joint. She was up in there looking like Chainsaw Massacre. You know what I'm saying? And she was chilling too. She didn't look frazzled or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mama doesn't change. DD, see? Yeah, that's right. Mama doesn't change. Mm-hmm. See? He know what's up. He know, we know, and you know. But with all that said, I think this is a better question. What do you think Dre does now with this newfound power? How do you think he seems like one of those people that always have to level up. And speaking of level up, that's the name of the next episode, in the final episode. But he seems like he always has to level up. It's never enough for him. He's never content. What's next? Is there a problem with the other lower? Does he try to take them over? Does he try to hurt them or control them or rule over them? Like, what's next for him? Because we already know he's crazy. And it's essentially just about having power. Because if it was about freeing himself from pain, we wouldn't have an episode 10. He'd be like, twiddly deedy. And he'd be like, oh, cool, I feel good. All right, y'all, peace. I ain't never going to hurt nobody again. So it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than that. It's about kind of punishing the non-specific you that did something to him. And I think that's BS, man. It's mad BS for him to front like somebody owe him something. But with that said, what do you think about the possibility, since these shows are canceled for Netflix, what do you think about the possibility of seeing some of those actors semi-reprising their roles on Cloak and Dagger? Like, say, you know, what do you think? Do you think that's a possibility? I mean, they had to bring it up for a reason. People at Marvel are always plotting and doing stuff and trying to catch people off guard. I didn't expect to hear Luke Cage's. Well, they, you know, I mean, I guess we never really expected it from O'Reilly either. But what do you think? Do you think that could happen? Do you think we might be in a situation like that where it could work? I don't know. I don't think I'd be mad at it. It would be kind of weird to see them all the way down in New Orleans without a transfer. It would be kind of weird, but I mean, I guess it could work. I mean, we know that Punisher is the most floater of all of them. So maybe him, but it does seem kind of weird. But or maybe it's just there to let us realize and contextualize that we're in a larger world. And maybe we just leave it at that. Star Drew said, bar him very any human so he can't spade his dispute. What? I probably read that all wrong. Lotus Scholar said, Tyrone acting like a shadow boss. Yo, Tyrone killing it. So let's go on and get into Tyrone's level up. Tyrone been leveling up all season. All right. All season he been leveling up. And this episode is no different. How you roll in, beat up a whole bunch of gangsters, then step to the leaders of the gangs and be like, oh yeah, guess what? I'm gonna throw you off the cliff. You know what I'm saying? Throw you off the edge. And then I'm gonna go catch you, bring you back, and be like, look, next time I may not catch you. You know what I'm saying? So I like, hey man, look, you gotta have that power. You gotta have that control. You know what I'm saying? Be like, look, y'all fear me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one. Don't worry about the cops. You need to worry about me. I'll be wherever, whenever you sleep, that's where I'm gonna be at. You know what I'm saying? So I like him striking feet. Dude tried to reach for the gun. He was like, get out of my face. I ain't worried about that. So I love it. I love Tyrone's level up. Let's see, a better way to bring in more stuff. Star Drew says, and Runaways or Luke Cage. Yes, now that is something that I would love to see. Somehow, I don't know how, but somehow Cloak and Dagger and Runaways, maybe for like an episode or two. I would love to see that. Maybe the kids and Runaways figure out that the parents and, oh, now this is a spoiler if you're not watching Runaways. that the parents are mostly aliens now, and they got to go get something from Roxxon to be able to combat the alien takeover or something like that. And that's when they meet Tyrone and Tandy, and maybe Tyrone and Tandy come back to LA to help them out. And the next episode of Runaways, something like that. I don't know, man. Look, I'm spitballing. But I mean, something like that could happen, could be fun. And they're all approximately the same age, or they're playing the same age. I don't know how old they are. Tyrone might be like 35 in real life. I don't know. But anyway, Stardrew says Nightcrawl level Tyrone. You know what? He's getting pretty good at controlling his power. And when he appears, it doesn't smell like fire and brimstone either. So that's a plus. So even though I love Kurt, what is it? Kurt Darkholm. That's the one I prefer. The one from Age of Apocalypse. The one with the sword. That's my Nightcrawler. He don't play. He don't take no games. Is he real, son? He's real, real. But yeah, so I want to know what you guys think about the whole idea between Mayhem and Tandy on Justice. What do you think about them maybe crossing over with one of the Netflix actors? Since I guess they're essentially free agents, they can do whatever they want to do now. I mean, the shows are canceled. And then also, what do you think that this newfound power does to Dre? Because I don't think that this is, I don't think Dre's going to get what he wants. Because you know how, like, when you are, sometimes when you want something so bad, you finally get it. You're like, woo, this is everything I wanted. And sometimes it's like, nah, I really didn't want this. I thought I wanted it, but I really didn't want it. So, you know, I'm wondering how that's going to play out. And if he's going to really get everything he wants. Nerd Soul Life, Lil Bae, Lil Mike. So, anyway, with that said, Lotus Scholar says, I don't know. Maybe everybody got better power. everybody got power than what's his name? Who? Jazzman? Big shout out to Eric's Nation. He's in the house. I just missed the episode tonight, so I won't be able to chat with you about it tonight. It's all good, Eric's Nation. Check it out. Check out the episode whenever. Watch the replay. We're going to have a good time. Still get a shout out anyway, because you're cool in my book. You know what I'm saying? You're cool and you're down in my book. What do you think happens with these missing people? Do you think that what happens on the side of the police? You know what I'm saying? What do you think goes down with that? You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of moving parts here on a social level as well. So it's you know, it's a lot for them to deal with, a lot for them to want. All right, come here. Yes. All right, you ready? You ready to tell them what the baby demographic? You ready for the baby demographic? All right, here you go.
So the episode was dope. It was flames, super fire. Never saw an episode this dope before. I had a lot of fun. See, on one hand, you got Jazzman. He got to learn how to play. Can't hit no blue notes. Then you got Tandy. She talk about justice. And then Mayhem like, what justice, yo? Look at all these girls. They went back to jail. They shouldn't be in jail. And then you got Tyrone. He's holding it down, teaching kids, kicking the truth to the young black youth. Babies love it. Baby, it's amazing. Thank you, Disney. Y'all are awesome.
So as you can see, Disney has the baby demographic on lock. It's amazing. The baby review is there. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all missed it last week. Nerd Soul Light was like, last week he won't feel it. He's like, I ain't gonna do it. This week he did. He gave y'all a little bit of love, just a little piece. So guys, with that said, thank you for checking us out. Thank you for checking out the show and talking with me for a little bit, because this episode let us know just how crazy Jazzman is. And it's going to be tough to deal with that, because I don't think there's any reasoning with someone who's that crazy. There's no real base in logic at all behind his argument. I mean, even Thanos, as crazy as it was, there was a slight basis in his argument. I mean, it was still a dumb argument to have, but you know, he was like, yo, I got a little something, and you know what I'm saying? I can teach y'all a little something. So I could take something away and all that good stuff. And I don't know. Who knows how that's gonna work out? Who knows how it's gonna play out in the big scheme of things? But before I bounce, guys, holler at me, I'm gonna holler at you. down in the comments if you're watching the replay, if you're in the chat. Thank you for rolling through. A big shout out to Lotus Scholar. A big shout out to Star Drew. A big shout out to Eric's Nation. A big shout out to Jay, who is here super duper early. A big shout out to Alan Lewis, Little Miss Chocolate, Thought Crimes, folks that usually come through. Timothy I, who is one of my newest Patreon supporters. Big shout out to you too. Enrique Carrion, check out that comic book, Phenomic. It's really dope. Another Patreon supporter. Thank you, thank you, thank you for hollering at me and helping a brother out. Now, you can check out NERDSOUL wherever you be at. Whether it's a podcast, listen to it. You want to watch it right here? Watch it right here. Or you want to listen to some of my music? It's on Spotify, iTunes, all that jazz. Just search NERDSOUL and you will find it. Now, hit that thumbs up. Share this with your friends. Because if you hit that thumbs down, I ain't telling nobody, but Jazz Man going to play you a song. That's all I'm saying. You don't want, do they want that? They don't want that. So, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Oh, Tebogo Kutu, I hope I did not screw up your name, but thank you for rolling through. Can't watch the episode live in South Africa. I'm so, so sorry. But Tebogo Kutu, I think that's how I pronounce your name. If I mess it up, please forgive me. But thanks for rolling through. And after you watch the episode, then you can watch this after the episode and know that I showed you love in the future past. It'll be past. Now will be the past when you watch it again after you watch the episode. But now you watching it is the future from that. Yeah, I got time traveling season. So, guys, thank you so much for rolling through. And until next time, protect your neck, watch your back. Don't trust nobody in group therapy. And of course, peace.
Peace. Peace. Say yeah, y'all. Be out. Be out. Oh, yeah.